This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. There's a new survey out there that made me feel so much better about my Christmas procrastinating. It says more than half of Christmas consumers still plan to shop between now and Christmas. Good news is, with Christmas on a Tuesday this year, shoppers have the weekend plus an extra day to work through that gift list. And since Thanksgiving was early this year as well, it comes at the end of an already long holiday shopping season. As Sally Herships reports, smart retailers are cooking up new gimmicks to get you into their stores right up to the very last minute.
What do the extra shopping days before Christmas mean to retailers? Well, let's start with the basic.
Just the prosaic fact that if you have more days, more people will find their way into the store and buy things.
Paul Swinand is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says when Christmas falls on a weekend, like it did last year, retailers can lose some of their heaviest shopping days. And a quirk in the way retailers keep their books means this year's Christmas quarter has an extra week, which Swinand says has CFOs licking their lips. But more time to shop also means the possibility of holiday fatigue. So smart retailers, says Swinand, are keeping their products fresh.
The kings of that is Nordstrom. They turn their goods so fast. I was just doing some store checks today, and some stuff that I saw last week was gone already.
Swinand says moving merchandise quickly tells customers, buy now. But letting goods sit on the shelf says expect sales, which is typically what retailers do before the holidays. However, finding other ways to get consumers into stores is much better for your bottom line. That's according to Wharton marketing professor Barbara Kahn. She says, take Macy's. Most of its stores will be open for, get ready for this, 48 hours straight this weekend.
I talked to some of my undergraduate students here, you know, and the idea of going shopping late at night, that's exciting. You know, there is something, it's something a little out of the ordinary, and so it does feel like it's special.
Especially for younger shoppers who appreciate a get out of your parents' house strategy. Toys R Us is staying open for 88 consecutive hours, and Sears says it's wooing people by offering in-store pickup for last-minute online purchases, which could be a good strategy this holiday season.
Ironically, even though there's 3 days of shopping, so there's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before the Christmas day, I think you'll still see people pushing it to the very last minute just because they'll think they have so much time they don't have to rush out and shop, and next thing you'll know, it'll be Monday.
And if you wait till Monday, you'll probably end up buying a bunch of gift certificates, and everybody will know you procrastinated. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.